We should start with the national anthem.
This is oh, say, can
oh, I can say.
You sing it better.
By the early dawn's Canada, we stand.
We are the world, we are the children.
I am on the prowl indeed. Welcome to Podcats. This is Cats, John Katsalamidis of the Las Vegas Review-Journal. My column is called Cats, fittingly enough. Find it on page 3A every day and online all the time. Our guest this week is Lorena Perel, who is the star of and singer in Fantasy at the Luxor. Perel has been in the show for about 7 years, off and on. She has worked in Las Vegas since the early 2000s, including stints at the Lounge at Planet Hollywood, Shimmer Cabaret at the Las Vegas Hilton, and American Superstars at the Strat. She's also a singer for Terry Bradshaw's show at the Luxor. Perel talks of growing up in San Francisco, her time on the cruise ships, and how she became a star on the Strip. Hello, everybody. John Katsalamidis, Cats in the Las Vegas Review Journal, 3A every day. Online all the time with Lorena Perel, the great Lorena Perel of Fantasy. How's it going, you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. We should start with the national anthem.
This
oh,
is... say, can
oh,
you?
I can say.
You sing it better.
By the early dawn's Canada, we stand.
We are the world, we are the children.
Before. Have you ever forgotten the words?
Don't do that. I have hate coming up.
That's it. You're known to be an anthem singer. Let's get to the shtick here. For many years, you've sung national anthems. You're the anthem girl.
It's for just many started years. By one, and then
what was the first anthem, big anthem gig you had?
Oh, the big one was
say
actually.
You can't tell me,
stop. Johnny. You're better at me, better than me. It was the remember that Rocky Balboa, not Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone thing he had at Planet Hollywood before it, when it was going through that transition from Aladdin.
Yes, he did a
reality show.
Yeah,
I did an anthem for that.
Now, what was the stage for that? Was there a fight?
There was
scene in that. Is that what it was?
There was a fight.
Okay.
And I was so nervous, so I barely remember it. That was my first big one.
And you were performing at Planet Hollywood at
yes,
the time, right?
Since a Sunset Strip. My first show band.
So we're talking about 05?
05 to 06. Yeah, 05.
Okay.
Yeah.
And from there, you just took off.
And it just was word of mouth. And I've been very blessed. I got about, I'd say, a tour. I'm doing an anthem tour starting Saturday.
What venues have you performed in as an anthem singer? You've sung at Staples for the Kings. What other ones
Staples,
have you done?
Staples, T-Mobile Arena,
right.
MGM Grand.
You did NBA.
Yes, I've done NBA. Mm-hmm. I have Pac-10 coming up.
You're right.
I've done the big fights, Ward versus the Russian guy, Kovalov? Kovalov, excuse me. Yeah,
yes.
And I've done the two Pacquiao fights.
Uh-huh.
And those are really anxiety.
It's 15,000, 14,000, 15,000 people for 2 minutes.
Yes. Then it's just that, it's that feeling you get, please rise and listen to this woman. And see if she gets it right.
Guaranteed standing ovation, as they say. My favorite anthem story about you is how you did the 49ers home opener in
2012.
Yeah, let's that tell was, that story that because was, that was an
that
amazing
was really
feat.
Emotional
yeah.
moment.
Talk through that one.
Well, I've been, you know, going to the 49er game since I was mm-hmm. five with my dad has
originally
season tickets.
San
originally
mm-hmm.
born and raised in San Francisco. And we used to go with my family. And we always sat in the nosebleed seats way in the back. Never imagined I would sing the anthem at Candlestick Park until 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was right on the sidelines. I mean, you should have seen his face. He got so choked up. He was an emotional, most amazing experience. I can't even explain it. 70,000
mm-hmm.
people
mm-hmm.
in my hometown, home opener, and the roar.
Yeah.
Of, ugh.
They played the Bears that night, right?
Detroit.
No, was it? It was Kaepernick's first home game as a starter, I think.
I think so. Maybe not. I think it was Alex.
We're thinking of different... Did you do two 49er
I've
anthems?
I've done just one, but I've done others.
Is this the one where you won the right to sing?
Yes, so it was an audition.
An audition.
An American That's Idol what, setting.
Yes.
And when I won, I beat this little girl. She, <What's, laughs> my husband took a picture and like this, yeah!
I ran that. You're going like this and she's, it's
I wanted her to have it in my heart, but no. She has many years to come.
But what's incredible about that is they didn't just come into Las Vegas and find the fantasy singer.
We
you
had
won
to audition.
At Barron Square yeah. over a whole, hundreds of people, yeah. hundreds of auditions.
And they
right?
picked multiple singers, mm-hmm. but I got the home opener. Which was amazing. And I got to watch the game up in the box seats. And we won that, mm-hmm. that day.
Big win, yeah.
Had a big party at the end. Oh, my stepbrothers and sisters, everybody was there. It was, I wish I could go back and do it all over again.
Yeah.
That was my all-time favorite anthem. Yeah.
You're from San Francisco.
Born and raised.
And how did you get to Las Vegas in the first place? Tell us that odyssey.
Oh, man. Ooh, it's like a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Selena. No. It's more like Maine and Manhattan, but graduated from high school. My mother comes from Mexico. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we make the jokes. But
you make the
I
jokes.
Got papers. Born in San Francisco.
How many Latinas in the crowd? I have papers.
I make great tacos. But I graduated from high school, followed my mother's footsteps. She's always been a housekeeper. She mm-hmm. worked her butt off, you know, taking good care of us. And so did my dad. And I thought I just would do what she did and made more money than working in a mall, honestly. Mm-hmm. So I'd worked 9 to 5.
Where did your mother work?
She worked in when I was a baby, she worked in like a factory, mm-hmm. dry cleaning, kind of folding
right.
the whole, all these sheets in the hot, you know, atmosphere, sweating, busting her butt off.
Labor.
Yeah. And then she met my dad, my stepdad, who's my father, amazing. They both worked their butts off just to support us. But when out of high school, I decided to join her in the workforce at the nursing home she was cleaning at. So
okay.
it was a convalescent home.
Right.
That's where I started singing on the side upstairs for the elderly, and it was really
Those were your first audiences, right?
Yeah, first I was crazy. Hey, how much is that dog in the window? And the lady went, whoop, whoop. It was just, that's all I knew. I never thought I'd be this. So
whole different story yeah. there than
so
here.
So I used to clean, you know, rooms. I did it from 7 a.m. to 3:30. Yes. Mm-hmm. Now it's the opposite.
Right.
I did it for about 5 years. And then after that, I worked in the financial district. I had the whole business suit. Uh-huh. I know, right? Crazy. Answered phone calls. May I transfer
you? It is made in Manhattan.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ish.
I did that. And I was content. I was happy. I didn't know any difference until I went on vacation, which most people know this story. I went on vacation on a cruise ship
mm-hmm.
with my parents and entered a talent show.
On contest. The cruise ship.
Yes. Next thing you know, it's history. I get a tap on my shoulder. The cruise director offered me a job pretty much 6 months later.
Get on that cruise.
On that cruise.
What
but
did you
I don't
sing?
I didn't do that shit. But
okay. What did you sing when you did the talent contest? Do you remember the songs?
I did a couple of songs. I did Crazy. Of course, I love mm-hmm. Patsy Cline. Crazy, Natural Woman.
Oh, okay. Another
and
one.
And Chain yeah. of Fools.
Wow.
Yeah. That got me the big one. Crazy was fun until like, ah, 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 you know, I was over
singing. Did you have
singing.
The bug right when you sang, right when you started singing in front of people? Did you have the bug? People talk about
no,
that.
No, I was shy. Really? I swear. I just had a couple of glasses of wine in, but that helped. My mom's like, Miga, go. So I hadn't, you know, wasn't shy at the time. And then next thing you know, I was ready to go back home to my office job, which mm-hmm. I was very happy at. I was good at it. Filing, you know, mm-hmm. if you ever need one.
It was like an office, manager.
Office assistant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did a lot of filing.
I see you in the Transamerica building. Why is that? Yeah. Is that where it was?
It was actually, I used to drop off packages. I was okay. a little messenger on the side too.
Yeah, I see you walking around.
Yeah. I was just, you know, doing the bar thing and, you know, my briefcase. And it was just
Market
a totally,
district,
it was financial district. It was district. 101 California Street.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you're right in the middle.
Yeah, I was right there.
Uh-huh.
And, but when I did the cruise ship thing, I knew that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be out at sea and travel because traveling and singing was my thing. So I got a job offer. I got a call at my desk. Hello, this is Carnival Cruise Lines calling. It sounded like NPR. And I was like, what is this? And 6 months later, they throw me a going away party at the office, all tropical theme, Hawaiian lays. And it was so sweet.
Wow.
And thought I'd do it for 6 months. I said, Mom, I'll be back. Don't worry. I just want a contract. Okay. You know, she missed me. And nope, did it for 4 years.
At the time, did you have an idea that that would be part of your life and still stay in San Francisco and work
yeah,
in that job?
I thought.
I'd go out once in a while.
I thought.
Have
part
a
of it was
life,
fear. So. Part of it was, will I succeed?
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, I've never had any experience. I just did bands on the side. And
yeah, we know a lot of people who've gone out and it never worked on the ships. Still. you know, it just for whatever reason. So
it never worked for them.
It hasn't, you know, they go out and it's like whatever that didn't fit. And then there are others.
Oh, I loved it. I mean, I got paid to be on vacation and sing a couple of shows a week. I mean, it did help that I had my own cabin. A lot of them don't get that, but I had no porthole. I mean, I was okay. For me, from housekeeping to office job to this, for me, that was just
fancy.
I was, you know, it was
that's really
a dream
show
come
business.
True.
Yeah.
So that was pretty much my training because they helped me get through it. The dancing, I didn't know what count of eights was. I was like, does it go to 13? You know, I didn't know. I really didn't know. I learned about, you know, the way they stage, the stage left, stage right, lights and sound, sound checks.
Because you didn't have any dance experience at all, right? Or stage experience.
It was
really
just in
that.
My room. I would entertain my family for fun. I would literally stand on a table like this small and just tell jokes and be a comedian. At least I thought I was funny back then. But
you probably were funny. So that led you to Las Vegas. That connection led here.
Yeah. I thought, what else is going to happen, you know? Could I have a chance in Vegas? I heard a couple of people be a little negative saying you're not tall enough. You might not be able to make it. You have no resume, no experience. You didn't go to college for that.
5'4"?
5'4". 5'7" in heels. 5'7". Shh. Anita's watching. No. No. 5'7".
Anita doesn't know how tall you are now.
No, right? Damn it. This whole time I've been wearing stilts. Been wearing these fake stilts underneath. But I went on vacation. I didn't plan on moving to Vegas. I wanted to give it a try. And that's where I stayed for 2 weeks and auditioned on the side and passed out my business cards and got a job the first day just sitting in a band called Vision. George Bryant convinced me to move.
Drummer.
Yep, to Vegas.
Still around, George.
And now we work together. Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah, that's right.
It all
that's
came
right.
Around.
He's here. That's right.
From Carnival to this now.
Wow, that's I hadn't thought of that.
It's been yeah, that
George.
Long.
I see him gigging all
He's
the
amazing.
Time. Boy, he hammers it.
So, thank you, yeah. John. I mean, George, thank you.
Yeah,
and Vision.
Yeah. So that was in the early 2000s
yeah,
at that point, right?
He moved here before me, yeah.
Yeah, George has drummed with Zoe Bowie
yes.
and with you guys
oh
and with
God.
Terry.
Yeah, he does a
I mean,
lot.
He's filled in. I think he's filled in with Santa Fe and the
I
Fat City
so.
Horns
yeah, yeah,
recently.
Yes.
Subbed in recently
monster.
For that. Yeah,
he's
great
incredible.
Great musician. Monster
so I'm
musician.
Glad he convinced me because I was in my cabin. He said, just get off the ship. You'll stay there forever. I loved it. I could have done another couple of years, but it was time.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted
mm-hmm.
to see what was out there. I wanted to give it a shot.
So you arrived in Las Vegas. All
arrived in Las Vegas.
Glamorous.
Stayed in Motel
Life
6.
Life of glamour in Motel 6.
I did. The
on
one on
East
Tropicana.
Tropicana. I know that part. How was that?
Scary.
That's one right on East Trop near
yeah.
the Strip. Right?
Yeah.
Just east of the Tropicana
yeah.
and Hooters.
Right by Hooters, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And then I auditioned on the side. I auditioned for Fantasy in 2005. She wasn't looking for a singer at the time.
Mm-hmm.
She was looking for
a swing.
Swings.
Right?
But I needed full time. I wanted a job because I had my stuff in storage in San Francisco.
This episode of Podcats will be right back. We'll get you back to the show in about 30 seconds. But in that time, I'd like to check in, say thanks for listening, and ask for a favor. If you're enjoying this episode of Podcats, I want you to know we put out new episodes each and every Monday. Make sure you never miss an episode by tapping subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, or whatever the appropriate button is on any other podcasting platform. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a rating and review. We love reading the comments, and positive reviews really do help us reach new listeners. Thanks again, and now back to the show. What did Anita tell you? We're talking about Anita Mann, the producer of the show. When you auditioned for Swing at that time, because you obviously had what it took to be the main singer. And I know she's told me she did not want you to get out of her radius. She
just
didn't
told
want
me to
let
keep
you go.
In touch. She said, please keep in touch, you know, keep looking in, you know, checking in. Because she loved my audition, but she unfortunately wasn't looking for anyone. And Stephanie Sanchez.
Stephanie
Sanchez. I mean, hello, I saw the show. She's incredible.
Almost 10 years for her in the show.
I mean, what she did, I was... Wow.
Yeah.
I wanted her to mentor me. But so I did my thing on the side. I started auditioning. And then that's when I got Sunset Strip, my first show band at Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
That turned into Planet Hollywood.
Into Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I saw you guys at the Shimmer.
Yeah.
I think, was that
and
the
then
same
we
night?
Went over to the Shimmer and then turned into Sin City Bad Girls.
Yeah. And what were you guys singing in those days? What was the set list?
Oh, my God. It was, we were dancing our butts off in stilettos. It was 3 to 4 sets a night.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Lily and Sina and Polita and all these incredible singers were in. We were singing everything from Christina Aguilera to Beyonce to Shakira to J-Lo to country.
They used to roll up those doors at the Shimmer and let the sound come out into the casino. Yeah. They're still doing
people
that
stuff. People would stand there and just watch.
That's how I saw you guys. I was walking past.
And one of the best times.
It was great.
We did it for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And then Barry Manilow was performing next door. And that's when the band came over and started looking for an opening act. And that's when they said, we want that band.
Right. That was Barry's first run at the...
We did an East Coast tour with
Hilton.
Barry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. How many dates did you play on that tour?
10-day tour, East Coast tour.
Yeah.
Arenas.
Have you seen him over there recently? Have you seen his show?
The musicians, the band, they're friends of mine. Yeah. We kept in touch through all these years.
They do that thing after the Friday shows where the band comes out at Ibar and they play after Barry's show in the theater.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When you walk into the entrance.
Oh, okay.
It's a Kicks gig.
Oh, it's called the Ibar now.
Yeah, International Bar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole thing. Different layout at the Westgate. But those guys are playing.
I didn't know that. I'm always
Fridays,
here, so I like
it. Yeah, Fridays after Barry's show. So
They're great.
And they're still opening the doors at what's now Westgate Cabaret, too. So you guys really set a trend over there, band.
That was fun.
Those are some times.
That was fun. Yeah, that was some good times. And then, since the Bad Girls closed...
Mm-hmm.
I remember that what Anita said, just call me, you never know. And she happened to be looking for someone, and next thing you know, I've been here since. Then I took a couple of years off to tour, but
right.
And here we
where
are.
Did Superstars fall into this thing?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Because I know you were in American Superstars in this.
That's right, because I was doing both at the same time.
You're toggling
I it. Left for a while, and then I came back to do both shows. I left in 2007, the Hilton, did it for a while, and then started doing both.
And American Superstars, for those who don't know, was a Legends-like show at the Stratosphere.
My first impersonating show.
And you played?
Christina Aguilera. What I am.
So let's dovetail into the Voice story. When you auditioned for The Voice, you've been doing Aguilera for quite a while.
I was doing it for 2 years. Oh, impersonating? Yes.
Yeah, her true tribute.
Yes,
I did it
for 2 years. I started losing my identity, I'm not going to lie, for a while. People warned me about that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I would go outside of that show, I would start to do the mic thing and do the whole, I would start over singing a lot.
Yeah.
But that's not what I do. But, so.
It's hard not to when you're when you're living that on stage.
Yeah, but I had to.
But years later, you were called on, answered an audition request to be on The Voice.
Yes.
And who's judging The Voice, but?
Christina Aguilera.
So what was that like?
Oh, my God. When I found out, when I got that call, okay, so Christina and Adam Levine and Blake Shelton and CeeLo Green were the judges.
Okay. CeeLo's
it was
there.
A brand new to the States. It came from Holland, I think, or Europe, but I was terrified. I thought, well, she's going to be okay. She's going to hate me or love me. So I did the blind audition.
Mm-hmm.
They picked a Proud Mary. Proud Mary was...
They selected the song
selected
for you.
They selected the song. I was hoping for a little something more airy, a little not so band kind of song that I performed for many years. But, I kicked butt. I was working. I was dancing, even though the chairs were faced that way. Big wheels keep on turning. Just singing my butt off. And it just wasn't the right song choice, they said.
But and she had a comment about
what
you're saying.
She said I was over singing. And the little bubble popped up. I was like, what would Jesus do? Don't say it. But here it goes. Isn't it ironic? Don't you think?
Well, Jesus would have picked a Kenny Loggins song.
I'm just kidding. Kenny Loggins.
But you had to think.
That's okay. She was being honest. Maybe I was. But I don't know how you can do that with Proud Mary. But
it's the song lends itself.
There were
if you
no runs
undersing,
in that.
Is there, if that's a term, undersing Proud Mary, that's even a worse
I think
worse
I was undersinging
outcome.
Proud Mary. It was almost operatic. No,
you do spoken word Proud Mary.
It was fine. She's awesome. She's so talented. That's why she's a legend. But
have you seen her here?
No, I want to.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I did. So actually, when I was impersonating her, I saw her at Mandalay Bay.
Okay.
But not recently.
In that show, did she do her a cappella singing? She does an a cappella stretch in this.
No, like, does she do that?
Yeah.
Yet? She's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Really great voice.
No,
I mean, honestly, it's sort of obvious.
She is
she's
very,
someone
very
to
talented.
Aspire to vocally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you were in fantasy after during this whole period for a while, and then you left the show.
Yes.
To tour, you mentioned.
Yes, we did.
What was that about?
And that was really hard to leave fantasy. Oh, it broke my heart.
Yeah.
That was a difficult decision to make.
It was a big move,
It was,
I will say this as we get into this. Playing the role in fantasy, is not for everybody. It's a tough assignment. I mean, you know it from the crowd because you've got to be able to sing and keep the rudder straight.
Yeah, like deal the hype with, man.
Mm-hmm, deal with the
hecklers.
The maybe Cuban dancer that we saw.
Oh, yeah. right.
People who are, a little bit into the evening.
You got to be kind
and sing and keep everything together. Yeah. And when you left, it's not an easy role to fill.
It's not. And I get to be myself on this stage. That's mm-hmm. what I love about it. It's not acting. I'm just, you can be off the cuff. And so that was tough to leave, but it was an opportunity I couldn't turn down.
Which
because
was?
Because it was touring with my husband. Mm-hmm. Ray John, and he played Vince Fontaine. I played Sandy, and we performed all over Europe in arenas. I mean, how can you turn that down for mm-hmm. Grease the musical? Mm-hmm. One of my favorite musicals of all time. I mean, who doesn't love Grease?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the videos of that. You were playing to big houses.
Yeah.
Thousands of people.
10 to 12,000 people a night sold out because it was a rocked out version. It wasn't the poodle skirts and, it was modernized.
Like a concert.
Yeah. It was a rocked out concert of Grease, 2013 version, 2014. Mm-hmm. And, I got to make out with a 22-year-old. I got paid to cheat.
While your husband's playing
And
Vince
my husband
Fontaine.
Got to make out
and
with
Cherishino.
No. It was fun. It was my first acting role. I was you mean I really have to kiss him? That was new for me. I didn't mind. But
what cities were you playing?
It was all over Belgium. We did Antwerp, Brussels. And we did Holland up in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to go over to Germany and other countries, but fortunately, it just fell through. So the tour got cut early, even though we were selling out, but that's just another story.
Mm-hmm.
So we came back and we put a duo together. I had to keep hustling and auditioned on the side and did a duo with my husband at the Golden Nugget.
Yeah, a little comedy act.
Yeah,
I saw that
comedy
a
act. Uh-huh. And then I went over to do Vegas' show.
Every time you tip a dollar.
Oh, yeah. No, that was him. Don't say
it. Ray John's line. What was it? I will get it.
Every Justin Bieber fan.
A Justin Bieber fan dies. Is that what it was?
Something like that. I don't know. But it worked. We had $600 tips a night.
It worked. It did work.
People were. No, I love Justin Bieber. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
On the same birthday.
Me too?
Yeah, March 1st. And another disclosure I should tell people, Ray John and I went to the same high school in Chico,
what
California.
A small world.
10 years apart. He's a class of 94. I'm a class of 84.
Yeah.
And 10 years after him was Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. So we know, Ray John and I know, neither of us will ever be the pride of Pleasant Valley High School because of Aaron Rodgers.
But
his father, as I've told people, was a big sports broadcaster in Chico when I was in
junior
high and high school.
And
when I started my career as a sports writer, I knew him.
I know, that's crazy.
We hung
out
at Chico State basketball games. He was around our sports staff all the time, his dad. Yeah.
That is so awesome.
It was funny because how I figured this out was we were talking a long time ago, like in 06 or 07. I forget. Yeah. It was a story for Las Vegas Magazine. And we're going through your background, kind of like we did a little bit ago. And you said something about San Francisco. And then I said, I grew up in Chico. I know San Francisco.
And that's how it all came together.
And then a bell went off. He said, my husband.
Right.
Went to high school.
High school. Same high school.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, I see. I remember now. Yes.
You're making this whole thing up.
And we lost. The Niners lost.
I know.
It's all right. Aaron Rodgers. He's amazing.
Next year. Yeah. Who's your favorite player on the Niners, though? You a Garoppolo guy?
He's hot, but I just blanked out on the redhead's name. The redhead, the crazy redhead.
Kittle. George Kittle.
Yes. Little. Kittle. He's great.
I think they're going to be. I think they're going to be there next year.
You think so?
I do. Yeah.
I hope so.
I should have won that game. I won't go too deep into it.
It's okay.
I watched it at the Westgate. Your old haunt. That's where I watched the game.
You did. Oh my goodness.
I don't know if that's good news, good luck or bad luck, but
so
it was
you
painful,
did it.
Painful. Anyway, back to it. You came back from the tour and from doing this thing with Ray John, the duo, and you wound up back in fantasy.
I was starting to swing.
Yeah, you swung in fantasy.
Yes.
Now, if I have this right, you were auditioning in other shows. Were you not at that time?
When we got back from Europe, I was doing the duo at the Golden Nugget with Ray John.
Rush Lounge.
Yeah, the Rush Lounge, which is, I loved it. It was a cute little, we packed that place up and it was an early show.
It was cool.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice. And then started auditioning and I got Vegas a show.
Right.
And I did that for about a year.
At V Theater.
And 1 year was enough. That's such an amazing show, by the way. But
really demanding.
I danced a lot. Mm-hmm. No, it was singing, minimal singing, but I danced a lot. It wasn't that. It was just, I couldn't be I wanted to be myself so badly.
Those tracks are really tight in that show, right?
Yeah.
And they, you don't get a lot of areas to riff.
No. And my mom was so cute. She said, make sure you say, hi, mama. I said, no, mama, this I can't. This is a very, I can't break character.
Say hi, mama.
Yeah, yeah. Say hi to me.
As Aunt Margaret.
I would wink. Yeah, yeah. Right. But it was an amazing. I got to meet a lot of people. So many talented folks on that show.
Yeah, a lot of talented people.
A lot. I worked my butt off. Yeah, it was a lot of dancing.
Mm-hmm. Who were you in there with? Who were your co-stars? Was Josh Strickland?
Reva Rice was there.
Reva?
Josh Strickland.
Josh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, big talent.
Elise Branch.
Eric Jordan Young.
Phillips Reed.
In there at that time? Eric?
Chelsea. No. Yeah, no, it was Tez.
Okay.
Tez
okay.
at the time.
Okay.
And, oh, I can go on and on.
Big
and
talent.
On. Beautiful, amazing, talented people. So I didn't resign another year. I was okay with that. So I went back to the Rush Lounge because I enjoyed, I know it's a, who would leave a show to be in a lounge. Mm-hmm. I just enjoyed performing with
what
my
I've
husband.
Noticed about you is you're not afraid to change it up.
No,
because you left, you know, this gig before.
Yeah.
Which was... you know, a starring role, and then you're in Vegas, a show which is still running, and solid, and does really well. Those
sacks
can fill a theater, and but you're okay with going in a different direction.
Yeah, well, only the reason I left that show particularly, I wouldn't have left Fantasy if I didn't get that offer. You know, with Grease, that was just a one chance of a lifetime thing. It doesn't happen very often, but being in Vegas, a show was fun, but. It wasn't enough for me. I just needed to be me. Does that make sense? So I actually enjoyed it. It sounds bad, but I enjoyed performing with my husband, being goofy and being ourselves and singing songs we chose.
Yeah.
And here
he plays great guitar.
Great guitar. And we banter. We were like Sonny meets Charo. And we did a little bit of comedy. It was an act pretty much. Our own little show in that little venue.
Yeah, you could have grown that out.
You could have. And that's why we took it... to Mexico, and that's when we got a job offer to perform in Mexico in Puerto Vallarta for 6 months. We got to live in paradise, and that was really fun. But that's what I get to do here. I get to be myself, and the song choices are amazing.
Yeah.
I love every song I sing here.
How did you initiate the contact to come back into the show with Anita? How did that conversation work?
I called her from Mexico on WhatsApp and said, I was actually looking at the ocean. I remember. She's like, oh, so beautiful. Folgers in your cup. I was on the rooftop. I remember thinking that song.
Every time you sing that, you get a quarter, right?
Yeah. So anyways, stop it. No. I called her to see if she was, you know, we're heading back. Our tour is about to end or our contract. If you're looking for a swing. She said, oh, keep in touch. I did. And it turned out that Jamie was leaving, and I just came in at the right time.
Jamie Lynch, who had replaced you.
Yeah.
Another
incredible powerhouse singer, and she's gorgeous.
Dancer before she was a singer.
Yeah, I know. She was in American Superstars.
And she's in Pussycat Dolls also.
Oh, yes. Oh, what a great job.
For a time.
Yes.
And with Zoe Bowie.
She had one of the best jobs.
And has a baby.
I know. She's so beautiful.
Life has happened, yeah. Yeah, she's great.
She is. Yeah. We've had some amazing singers in the show.
Mm-hmm. So you came back. What was the actual
2016.
2016. So you've been almost 4 years back.
Yeah.
So how many years total is that? I'm losing track of.
Four now.
Four.
April, it'll be 4 years back.
And then before.
I did three.
Three. So you're coming on. You might.
Back.
You might. You could have the longevity record before
Maybe.
Too long.
Yeah. Yes.
If you stay with it. How is
it's my little facelift.
How much do you have to do with your own performance in Fantasy today? Do you help choreograph your own numbers? Do you have a hand in song selection as it pertains to each
show?
Because you sing over
Anita
a lot of
Mann
numbers.
Anita Mann, she's so brilliant about this. She's just a genius. She's so sweet to ask me if I, you know, there's some ideas that I have, and then she'll bring her ideas. We collaborate together. And then she just can come up with an amazing song list. And she always gets the best song choice. She wins. She's like the best. Because sometimes you forget. There's so many. When someone asks you, what's your favorite song? You kind of don't know what to say. There's so many, or you forget about one that you had in your...
In your hands, is your favorite song something you want to do on stage?
Yeah, and it has to fit with the show.
Because your favorite song could be something you wouldn't necessarily want to sing.
Yeah, exactly. But, like, for example...
It wouldn't fit Fantasy.
Right. Of course, there's ballads that I want to sing, but I don't want to make people cry when they're so excited, you know, from excitement to crying, you know? And that happens when I sing God Bless America. It's... You know, there's a lot of men that are just been very excited and they end up crying. And it's so sweet. A grown buff man.
Uh-huh.
But she has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Yessie and then to help choreograph and Anita. And sometimes she'll throw in Mandy Moore.
Right. She's
mostly
been
for the dancers, yeah.
Involved for quite a while, Mandy has, right? As a choreographer?
Yes. Yeah. She's been involved. We haven't seen her in a while, but she choreographed last media night.
Right.
So
you mentioned Yessie.
Yessie is a dance captain.
Burgess.
So she helps
Let's
a lot,
by Burgess,
too.
Yessina Burgess.
Yes.
Married to Troy Burgess.
Yes.
From Rock of Ages.
Of course.
Folks.
Another talented one.
Yeah, right.
Latinas, pride.
He was happened to be here the other night.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even know it was him.
Our whole, they're all amazing. It's a family here, you know? When you look forward to going to your job, that's when you know you're blessed.
Still do, huh?
I still do. And that's what I love about Anita. She changes the show around a lot, but it keeps it fresh. Mm-hmm. You don't get bored.
Yeah.
And every night's different. The bantering's different. It's if you go to certain shows, it's the same, pretty much, not all of them, scripted.
Well, some shows don't have a vocalist.
That's true.
Adult reviews
or a host.
Either. Or a host defined. X shows don't have a defined
center
person.
Oh, they don't. I haven't seen Sexy.
They don't have a Lorena. You know, Sexy has Gabriella. Mm. But the X shows don't use them. And Jen doesn't use a comic or doesn't use a middle
act. That's right. That's right.
There's a different way to approach this stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you talk about the family, and we've seen the show over the years. I've certainly seen it more times than anybody except the gentleman by the name of Richard Nixon, who's seen it like
not 200 the president.
Times. Not the ex-president's family.
He's been here a lot.
Like a couple hundred times.
We have a lot of regulars.
We've seen it a lot. And you talk about a family, and one family member left the show recently, and that's Coop. Shawnee Cooper, the terrifically talented comic. Wayne Brady type talent, I've always said about Coop. And what is it like now? It's fairly recent as we sit here, having him away from the show. He's going off and doing his own solo thing. How is it to adjust to having a different format and not having him around?
That's a tough one. I miss Coop a lot. I mean, we had the chemistry. It's not the same, but it's still an amazing show. I mean, selfishly for me, you know, Shakira, of course.
Yeah, you guys did the number with the Hits Don't Lie, you and Sean danced. It was great.
We had the best chemistry. Mm-hmm. That just came naturally at rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And it took 10 minutes? We choreographed, or not even choreographed, did Shakira. We were just messing around and just...
I think I saw that first number, too.
I think you were here.
The lines that were coming in from improv, or where it became part of the act that you guys were saying that
night. He's been with the show 18 years.
Yeah.
And, man, I mean, people still ask me, you know, is that comedian going to be there? Is Sean going to be there? I miss him dearly.
Yeah, the great James Brown.
Our chemistry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we had some changes done. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of people filling in. I've been doing Shakira, trying out doing Shakira by myself while I pull up a guy from the audience because I did that in Mexico and that worked. It's kind of a parody.
You put a skirt on him.
Yeah, a little belly dance costume and a big, almost looks like Beavis and Butthead wig, almost like a...
You make them shake their
Dolly Parton hair.
Yeah, it's really over the top.
Yeah, it makes them look like
a Muppet. Make them shake their hips and all that stuff.
But it's working.
Is it possible you can use because we have right now we have Murray Sawchuk has been on the show quite a bit.
Awesome.
Matt Black, comic magician,
incredible.
Has just started in the show also in that role. Are you going to use either or both of them or the featured act, whoever it is, as your dance partner?
I don't know yet. We don't know yet. I think they're waiting for Anita to come into town to talk to us about some ideas. I really don't. Sorry. So I know that Murray does his own act and Matt Black's doing his own act right now, but she has some ideas of throwing in a duo. Mm-hmm. And obviously it has to be natural, not forced, and it has to be something that with the chemistry.
I would love
duet.
A place.
Maybe the Dirty Dancing lift.
I could lift you. I could lift you up. I don't want to do any choreographed.
Raise me up.
I would do the lifting.
You would do the lifting?
I would do that. I would agree to that. You have to have
not
somebody
the
else dance around us.
Okay.
But you could have a dancer come in just to do that.
That's true.
Right? I mean, like a hired gun. I don't know.
Or I could do a strip tease on a pole, but make it really bad. Remember the movie with Steve Carell and Tina Fey?
Right.
And I thought about that. Just sliding down.
That would be interesting.
Get a cramp,
my
legs are stuck. Help me.
That would be funny.
Security.
In a show that's so spot on, is this like, okay, my time to, to solo.
And then pretend to take it off, but there's nothing really there. Maybe three boobies.
All this will be worked out in post, as Anita says.
Right.
What's your future in the show? I mean, do you go? Are you year to year signed?
It's year to year
annually, and then just roll over.
Yes, that, and we just signed a new contract.
So you're here for at least until 2021.
Yes, right? And I'm very grateful. I mean, come on, and it's the longest running show. We're going 21 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've had
a big deal. We won gold last year, best female review show.
We've had daughters, a daughter, at least one daughter in the show, in fantasy. Steph's daughter, Shelby.
Yep.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was interesting. We all were like watching that, like, okay, how old am I again?
Exactly.
It's like that's really an institution when you have multiple generation cast members.
I don't want to look.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah.
What else is going on with you?
I have a bunch of anthems coming up.
Bunch of anthems. Look for
you
on the anthems.
I went on Saturday for the Oakland A's, Oakland Athletics. Versus the Indians, Cleveland. Oh,
okay. That's at the ballpark.
Yeah. And then I fly. I go straight to the airport and fly to San Diego to perform for the All Stars WTT World Tennis Tournament.
World Tennis Tournament. And have you done the Golden Knights? Have you sung at T-Mobile Arena for the Golden Knights?
I did it early last year.
Okay.
I believe.
You have done it.
I'm trying to keep track a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And I love it. I love hockey now. Yeah. I wasn't a fan until I was there live. When you're there live, it's so much different than when you're behind.
Electrifying.
When you're watching on the screen.
It's really something. What that's
And Terry Bradshaw. I'm doing Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, that's right. You and Ann.
50
Martinez.
Dates this year. I'll be busy.
How about that? I mean, he fills in when Carrot Top's not in this room. How's it working with that guy?
And he's so much fun to work with. Mm-hmm. He's incredible. He makes me laugh. We have our ADD together. It's just, we do a little soap opera act.
Yeah.
In rehearsals where he thinks he's Latino and he just yells at me in Spanish, but it's not in Spanglish, Spanish. Mm-hmm. He's just yelling at me like,
he's invented his own Latin language.
So I just scream at him back.
And he's got 50 dates
50
this
dates,
year.
And we have about theater. Five this month in March,
uh-huh.
a couple throughout the year. I'll be busy.
You'll be busy in here a lot.
Yeah.
And it's you and Ann Martinez?
Yes, and Laura Wright is also filling in.
And Laura Wright swings in the show. And both of them swing in the show.
Both.
Great swings.
Oh, my God. And they're so sweet.
Yeah, Ann is terrific.
Good energy.
Friend of mine. But I saw Laura in here the other night. I hadn't seen her in the show. And she's incredible.
She is.
There's a lot of singing talent around here. Yeah.
And Anita picks the right songs, too, because Laura said, I get to sing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She
plays to their strength. But
I love it.
It's the gold standard. I always say that.
I'm not missing anything.
I don't think so. No.
You want to talk about you?
No. I've
You don't want to sing the anthem? He does the anthem really well.
Have you sung the Canadian anthem ever?
No, but they asked me to sing the Mexican anthem, and how dare me not know it?
I have to learn
the Mexican anthem. I've been offered to sing it a couple of times throughout the years.
At fights? Or
yeah, but I don't know it.
We've had fights where I've had like four anthems.
It's 50 pages long. It'll take 3 hours to finish.
The Filipino anthem is the one to be careful about, right? Because if you divert from the Filipino anthem, you get arrested.
I did not know that.
Manila. Yeah. Yeah. Who
Speaking
did
of
that?
Filipino, Pacquiao was right next to me in the ring. There were about eight Filipino guys
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a huge crowd.
And there were so many of them
there.
I'm like,
if
you keep pushing me, I'm going to run into Pacquiao. But
what fight was that?
Pacquiao versus,
Canelo?
Goodness.
No.
No, why am I blanking out?
It wasn't Mayweather.
Mayweather was there.
I just remember that there were more people than I've ever seen in a ring before in an anthem, and you were in the middle of all that.
I was in the middle.
It was
a herd. And so I just said, screw it. And he did it.
The fist bump before the anthem.
I was, why not? Sorry.
Martin Rivera was the one who sang the anthem. I don't know if you know this story. He riffed on it a little bit, the Filipino anthem.
Oh, yes.
And he's from the Philippines, and he did something different. I don't know if he changed tempo or altered the lyrics. When he went back, he got in trouble in Manila when he landed there because
That's why I get anxiety. I mean, it's not about the Filipino anthem. People give you pressure.
Yeah.
All right, don't mess up the words right as you're going out. Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all mental.
I was talking to our friend Frankie Marino, saying it not long ago at the Madison Square Garden.
I happened to
be texting with him. He says, I'm going to be on the anthem today. I think they're televising it. And I said, I'll record it. And then I sent him all the lyrics. I texted him all the lyrics.
Bad.
And he goes, wait a second. You know, he's looking at it. He goes, okay, I got it. I have a feeling that he might have screwed up in his head the lyrics.
You were looking out for him.
I was doing it as a joke.
But
you know what they do at T-Mobile is they have them up.
They have them out.
Why don't they do
not
that
all the
everywhere?
Time. The first time I did it, they didn't have it. Now they do. I don't know.
They should do that everywhere. Give us a chance.
I don't know. It's scary.
Because I called you after the Aguilera one at the Super Bowl, and she jumbled the lyrics.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Uh-huh. They should just give the singer a chance to get it right.
They should. But when I saw those lyrics, anxiety just went away. Oh, it was so nice. And the rock is regular. You know.
Oh, that's what that word
that's
was.
That's what it is.
Because if you're doing it phonetically, you don't really know what the words are. That's but you know, if singers now, and I see this all the time, they have their phones out and they're reading lyrics that way. I see this in ticketed shows even.
Really?
Where I've seen this at Cabaret Jazz. Where singers will be looking down at their phones during shows.
Really?
Yeah, that used to be really frowned upon. Hmm. Now it's happening a lot more.
Sometimes people do the little note thingy.
The tuning harp.
The tuning harp. Yeah.
Human Nature does that when they do acapella stuff.
I should get one of those. I just kind of sing
just
it in my
head.
Just
pull it out during the show here before you sing Roxanne.
Stop it.
Are you okay? In the spotlight. Okay, I'm all about the notes. I'll give that one to Anita too.
Okay.
Yeah. We need a tuning harp at some point in the show. All right, Lorena Perel of
San Francisco and Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so grateful for your time with us. And,
Thank you.
Great to see you and Ray John. So happy
always
here in Las Vegas.
Yes,
honestly.
We love it.
And I'll be back here 5 or 6 times this month.
Okay.
I promise
you. Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks once more to Lorena Perel for joining us this week on Podcats. As always, we'll be back next Monday and every Monday, so be sure to subscribe to the show where you're listening. What is happening in the column, you might be asking yourselves? Well, Run is closing at Luxor, effective March 8th. We found this out on Friday. The show failed at the box office and was beaten up by fans and reviews online. Run was Cirque du Soleil's first attempt at a scripted show, a graphic novel, if you will, in Las Vegas, but there are no plans yet as to what to do about replacing the production at its own theater. Cher is sick. She called out of her shows at Park Theater on Friday and Saturday because of an upper respiratory infection. She has no shows scheduled this year in Las Vegas, but we expect an announcement of new dates within a couple of weeks. John Fogerty is closing his 50-year trip production at Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas with 9 shows in November. That's kind of a sad thing. That's one of my favorite shows in town. Lady Gaga has released her new single, Stupid Love, and is set to return to Park Theater from April 30th through May 16th. We expect an announcement that will carry her through the end of this year and even into next year soon. House of Blues headliner Carlos Santana and Earth, Wind & Fire are touring the U.S. this summer. Santana performs again at House of Blues in May, as Earth, Wind & Fire plays 5 shows also in May at Pearl Concert Theater. Then they tour, and Santana is back in September. What else? Read my interview with Teller of Penn & Teller, who is back in action after 3 back surgeries over the past 18 months. Penn and Teller are filming the upcoming season of Fool Us at the Rio this week. For all that and more, read Cats. That closes out another episode of Podcats. Thank you, Frankie Moreno, for our theme song, The Biggest Cat in Town. Keep up with me, or try to, on the Review Journal website, or at Johnny Katz on Twitter, at Johnny Katz 1 on Instagram, and tune in next Monday to the next installment of Podcats. Well, there, but I'm the biggest cat in town.